What are the things I'm most sure about, I'm actually most wrong about? And what if in this, you are like me? I'd say for the vast majority of my 5+ decades, or at least starting in my adolescence, I've been overwhelmingly certain about many judgments. Usually these were small, countless judgments like, "That guy drives me crazy," or "This weather is horrible," or "I really don't get why." And I could fill in the name of my sibling, a coworker, a politician, priest, wife, child, or freeway driver. I really don't get why they're doing this. I have lots of positive judgments too, people, situations, art, expressions that I love, but I'll save those for another lesson I can perhaps learn and share with you. The countless negative judgments are, of course, varied. They differ in intensity, proximity, frequency. The judgment feelings I've harbored about a challenging adolescent daughter, for example, were way different than those I might have had about a driver who cut me off or a work situation that seemed ridiculous. But give me a chance here with a couple wacky ideas about such judgments. Your ideas assuredly will be there for you to return to. They are the overwhelming, quote unquote, truths we humans tell. I offer two utterly counterintuitive points. First, there is a sameness to the annoyances and the judgments that things are just wrong, and the sameness is greater than the differences among those judgments. My little frustration, for instance, with the way those idiots park, is more alike than different than my deep concern that my son or daughter just can't seem to make a good decision. Which is more alike than different from my frustration with the wrong-headed strategy of the management of the company, which is more alike than different than the anger I feel toward the Republicans' myopic behavior. That I get irritated, uncomfortable, angry, etc., is more important, in a very important sense, than why. Or how much, or how long, or whether others think like I do, etc. And this sameness about irritation or annoyance is related to a second idea that I suspect you'll find equally odd or wrong, but which I suggest is potentially transformational. That idea is that I believe I need these frustrations. To put this differently, these problems are here to give me a chance to learn and to be shaped into a different kind of leader person. In other words, my irritations and protestations about all the things that aren't going the way I want reflect a huge childish, more childlike if you prefer, wish that everything be as I would have it be. But isn't that a kind of crazy self-aggrandizement? A bit like if a bee expressed irritation at every flower that failed to meet the standard of the very best nectar-producing flower he'd encountered in his whole bee career. In the view I'm trying to allow to sink in deeply in my own thinking, the traffic jam, the adolescent rebellion, the crazy boss, the challenging spouse, the competitive coworker are all each and equally gifts disguised. So as leader, teacher, or dad, each setback or frustration or irritation gives me a chance to lead the one person I can best lead, and that's me. And in each such instance, there's a chance I can see clearly, not through the lens of wishful, hopeful thinking to see what I want to see. I can see who is really there, what is really there, and how I meet the other or the others where they are, so we can each lead with our best self. Let me know your thoughts. Is this simple, crazy, obvious, or potentially very useful?